From London, we present Orbit 10, a play in 6 episodes by Peter Elliott Hayes. Episode 1, The Unseeing Eye.
In Fleet Street, they say a good story gets its facts across. So facts it's going to be. My name's Tom Lambert, and I work on a daily paper that maybe came through your letterbox this morning. It's a good many years now since I wrote my last article on the cosmic noise and what followed. But it's my belief that the whole inside story never was told. That was why a few weeks ago I tracked down the man who lives with the whole truth, Dr. Hayward Petrie. I found him in an Oxfordshire village. He's retired now. And we talked about the old days for a long time. I came away with an empty notebook, but not empty-handed. I have here 6 reels of recording tape which Dr. Petrie lent me. His own recordings made 10 years ago, dictated by him, alone in his study, remembering. I've played these tapes. It's all here, better than I could tell it. Our glimpse across a weird threshold on the rim of space, where there should be nothing but eternal, frozen darkness. Yet where there was something more. You're going to hear the first of the Petrie recordings. For the moment, I need do no more than press the switch and let Dr. Petrie and the facts speak for themselves. Ready?
Notes, first reel. My name is John Hayward Petrie. I'm a doctor of science, and my purpose in making these observations is to... I can't lecture to a machine. I'll do this my own way or not at all. Now, where to begin? I must go back. Kensington, London. Some years ago, the old Imperial Museum in South Kensington was turned into the Commonwealth College of Science. It worked well, the college. Some of the old vision of empire must have lingered, though, because there was a department to study a new potential empire, space. The School of Astrophysics. East Wing, 3rd floor, quite handy for the canteen. I was its head in those days, and a keen crowd we were. It really began on a grey November day in the college's 2nd year. I was lecturing my course that morning, and among the heads bent dutifully over notebooks were 2 that, with me, were to experience things that would make us doubt our sanity. But none of us knew that then. To summarize, the effects of cosmic radiation, filtered by the Earth's atmosphere and observed in relation to botany and geology, are understood well enough. But the source of these radiations remains one of the best-guarded secrets of the universe. Well, that'll be all for today, ladies and gentlemen. We shall not now meet again until next January, by which time I trust I shall have received an admirably learned thesis from each one of you. Good morning.
What, my dear Miss Ryder, is that? A new form of lecture shorthand?
Hello, Cliff. This?
Yeah.
Oh, just a doodle.
Some doodle. I've been watching it develop for the last half hour. It took me right out of myself and the lecture.
Well, if anything, it represents the state of mind of a second-year student with 2 months to produce a thesis and who hasn't a clue for a subject.
Sure, Liz. Me too. Well, that wraps it up for this term. Do we drown our sorrows in canteen tea?
I think we do. Let's go before the queue reaches halfway to Marble Arch. Don't forget your notes, Cliff. You're going to need them.
Don't remind me.
Madam's usual table? Am I the trade, Bill? Want some hot tea down your neck?
Sorry.
Well, I guess we can squeeze in here by the window.
Okay.
You have a chocolate biscuit?
Thanks. You know, Cliff, it's hard to believe sometimes.
That this is tea? Believe me, in no other civilized land do they make tea quite
no,
like this.
No, out there, Kensington, with the mist. It hasn't changed in 100 years. And here we sit in the middle of 6 floors of electronics.
And this is a science college, not a school for romantic lady poets. Now back to Earth, Liz. Petrie won't accept a sonnet for a thesis. 10,000 words. That's a lot of words.
And a lot of hours in my bedsitter in Chelsea. And a lot of shillings for the gas meter.
You're not trying to get home for Christmas?
Cliff, Daddy works for...
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?